life. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the town, he decided to take rest under a tree in the garden of Utbah bin Rabia and Shayba bin Rabia, and very touching and humble dua. The translation of the dua is, O Allah, only to you do I complain of my weakness, my lack of plans, and my humiliation before the people. O most merciful of the merciful, you are the Rabb of the weak and the helpless. To whom do you entrust me? Would you entrust me to an impolite enemy who will frown at me, or would you entrust me to a close friend whom you would put in charge of my affairs? If you are not angry with me, I am not worried in the least, but your protection and safety is more accommodating and pleasant to me. I seek refuge with the nur, with the brightness of your being that has brightened the darkness and the light upon which the affairs of the world and the akhirat depend. Through this nur I seek your refuge, O Allah, from your anger coming down upon me, or from your anger overpowering me. And only to you do I complain until you are pleased. There is no power to chase away evil, nor strength to do good, but only that which you have decided. You can very well imagine the du'as of a person like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who besides being the Rasul of Allah is also oppressed. He is a traveler and is far away from his family. Such a du'a hardly left his lips when the doors of acceptance were thrown open. The same Utbah and Shayba, whose hearts were harder than stone, turned soft when they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sad and terrible condition. They ordered their slave Addas to fill a tray with grapes and take it to the man sitting in the garden. They ordered him to ask the man to eat. Addas brought the tray to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and placed it before him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited Bismillah and started eating. Addas said, "By Allah, nobody in my city has ever used such words." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Where are you from and what religion do you follow?" Addas replied, "I am from the city of Ninwa and I am a Christian." Asked, "Is this same Ninwa where the Nabi of Allah Yunus bin Matta lived?" Shocked, Addas replied, "What do you know about Yunus bin Matta?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "He was my brother, he was a Nabi, and I am also a Nabi." Addas kissed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his forehead, his Mubarak hands, and his legs, and said, "I believe that you are the slave and Nabi of Allah." When Addas returned to Utbah and Shayba, they scolded him for kissing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his hands and feet. They also warned him, "Make sure this man does not move you from your religion. Your religion is far better than his religion." Inshallah, we'll conclude it next week. SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah.